Good afternoon. A sunny but cold March day in progress across interior New York and New England, with high pressure generating a northwest breeze that's only adding to the chill. Despite full sunshine, temperatures are struggling to get through the teens and into the 20s. Most everyone will stay in the middle and upper 20s for daytime highs, with some readings near 30 in southern New York and New England, while closer to the Canadian border, it may stay in the middle and upper teens in some spots. The wind will relax tonight as that high pressure center settles overhead, and some midwinter-like cold will develop as low temperatures drop down to between 0 and 10 above from I-90 north and in the teens from I-90 south. So another cold start to the day on Tuesday. And with a stronger storm system weakening and dampening out over us on Tuesday afternoon, we'll see some cloud cover. Some sunshine will mix through and it will stay dry, but high temperatures will wind up rebounding back into the middle and upper 30s. So still a bit below average. Partly sunny skies on Wednesday with that energy still pushing through, but generally dry, with highs lifting into the lower to mid 40s. Another storm will make an approach later on in the week on Thursday with building clouds. Out ahead of this system, high temperatures should be in the middle and upper 40s. Right now, it looks like the system will shear off to our south, but we'll continue to watch its progress. Behind it, partly sunny skies and back into the 30s on Friday. A rebound with more sunshine next weekend into the 40s and by Sunday, lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy snow and strong winds from the weekend will continue to wind down over much of the central Rockies and the northern high plains, and blizzard warnings, winter storm warnings will be lowered. As the weakening storm pulls east, there will likely be a swath of freezing rain and mixed precipitation moving through parts of the Midwest and Ohio Valley, reaching the central Appalachians by tomorrow morning. The storm also produced severe thunderstorms in its warm sector, and while some additional severe weather is likely today across parts of the southeast, it's not expected to be as widespread as it was over the weekend. Outside of this storm system, well above normal temperatures are forecast for the deep south and Midwest ahead of that front. Out west, an active cold front from the eastern Pacific is expected to bring the next round of unsettled weather into the region starting today. The Sierra Nevada will see heavy snow tonight into tomorrow as rain spreads into the lower elevations of northern and central California. This system will then spread mountain snow across the Great Basin and northern Arizona, as well as the northern Rockies by tonight. By early tomorrow, snow will arrive across much of the Four Corners region as a low-pressure system begins to take shape in the vicinity. The storm will quickly organize and pull another stream of Gulf moisture up into the south tonight, leading to increased instability and the chance for more severe thunderstorms. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Cecil Field, Florida, to a low of 4 below zero at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 25. The record high, 72, set in 1989 and 2019, and the record low, 1, in 1993. Sunrise this morning is at 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening 7:02 p.m., 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly clear tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny in the middle and upper 30s, partly sunny in the lower to mid 40s on Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the middle and upper 40s on Thursday, back to partly sunny skies and highs in the 30s on Friday, and more sunshine over the weekend, mid 40s on Saturday and closer to 50 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.